Okay, so we're holding Yuma Daf Chavdala Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud by the two dots, starting in Usugya. Yeah, so there's an Ois Aleph here from the Bach. He's adding the quotation from the Mishnah. It's going back to the Mishnah the beginning of the Perek. Abba Piosis Hoyushon. Zeh Pais Elishon. Yeah, so that's when we get to the Etzim Din Pais. Etzim Musig. That the Kohanim, the way they did the Avodah, was by making a goyvel between them. This is not only about the Tumas Hadeshen, but all the Avodahs. Yeah, it could have been that, all the Kohanim of the Mishmer of the week, of the base out of the day, all the Kohanim that are on their shift, so they could all do the Avodah. But the Maisa, there's a din that you do it al yidei pais, dehainu, you make a goyvel between them, who's going to be zoichan each specific avoda every day. So, frag the gemara, lama mefisim. What do you need it for? What do you need a pais for? Any kohen is kosher for the avoda. You have the kohanim of this day. So, whoever, kol hakohanim zocho. Zog the gemara, lama mefisim, kedah amaron. We already spoke about it in the beginning of the parak. Zokt Rashi, where we talk about it, Zokt Rashi, show you boim l'day machlaikis. Yeah, it says this even caused the sakana sometimes. Yeah. Afilu by Tumas Hadesh and Kal V'chayim, by other things it would be, we saw in the Gemara, by other things it would be even more attractive to other avodas. So we know why they had a pais. The pais was for preventing machlaikis between the kohanim, that they shouldn't fight over the avodas. Elo lama mefisim v'choizim mefisim. Yeah, there's okay. Elo lama mefisim v'choizim mefisim. So why do you have to make four piyosis? Yeah, this is the quotation the Bach brought down from the Mishnah. Abba piyosis hayusham, right? What is the abba piyosis? So that's the Mishnayis. Later are going to describe each pais what it was for. Yeah, the next Mishnah in Chofei Amud Aleph, a pais hasheni, mishoichet mizoivik, etc. Yeah, there's a pais hashlishi. Dehainu, they had four different goyrolos for every day, for all the avodas of the day. Each pais was giving out different avodas. So the Gemara is asking, why do you need all these piyosis for? Why can't you? I understand that you need a pais for preventing machlokes. Why can't you have one pais for all the avodas? one pais is already going to divide all the avodas of the day. Why do you have to divide it into four times? Every time they have to gather and make the whole shtick with the itzbais to avoid the isur minyan and the whole asik. What do you need it for? Yeah, so that's right. Zok Rashi, Loma ne'asafim lefayis arbo pe'omim b'yoyim, kedetnan b'mosnisin, yofisu al kulam ba'seif ha'vishayin omi, yizkul hazeh, yizkul hazeh, you can already divide all of this in one shot. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that's the Loma mefisim. Oma ab yoichonon kedeh lehargish kol ha'azov, kedeh lehargish kol ha'azov, shenema asher yachdov nam tiksoid, beveis elokim nehalich bevogish. What does this mean? Let's start Lehagish Kol HaZor.
Make a rash.
So Lehagish means make a rash.
To make sure that everybody hears. So it should be a big event. An event for each time there's a piece.
To make a matzev.
Yeah. That sounds like.
So Rashi says, Lahargish lehashmiya koil hamoin am rav. So there's two elements here. Yeah, there's the hashmas koil, but it's not stam making noise. It's a sound of hamoin am rav, of a big crowd. Now, if you look in Rashi and the other mefoshim on this pasuk, it's a pasuk in Tilim. So Rashi there says, Nehalich b'rogish, this is the Mekoy, Rabbi Yochanan. Lehargish is coming from the word rogish. Nehalich b'rogish, beveis elokim nehalich b'rogish. Dehainu, there's a din here that in Beis HaMikdash, which is Beis Elokim, so you gotta be there, you gotta walk around there with regish. What does regish mean? So in our Gemara it might sound like with a Rash, with a Matziv. But Rashi there says, and the other Rishonim also, that the word Regesh means literally a gathering of people. Hamainam. There's similar psukim, Lama Rog Shugayim. There's other psukim that he's using this Shairish. And they're saying that's what it means. It means Hamainam. And this is the way the Rishonim explaining it, that this is really there's a phenomenon many times in poems and Havdil and Shira of Chumash and Navi. Yeah, when something is written Bedech Shira, so you have a pasuk that is saying the same thing twice in different words. That's it's a poetic way of saying things. You're saying it double and in different words, right? So many times when you have such a pasuk, so yeah, this has two halves. You have two halves. It's repeating itself in two different words. So many times the Rishonim are using this Yesod, when you have half of the pasuk is written in simple words and the other half is written in words that we're not so familiar with, you could figure out one half with the other half, because you could assume that it's basically the same meaning. It's just saying it twice in different words. You have what I'm saying? So for example here, the Rishonim was saying, the full lashon of the pasuk is Asher Yachdov Nam Tiksoid, so since in the Reisha it says Yachdov, yeah, together, so we could assume that also Nehalach B'Ragish means together, with a crowd, with a Hamainam, a big group of people. So that's the pshat here.
Big mistake. I always thought Regesh means feeling.
That couldn't be modern Hebrew. It's Lav Dafka that. But anyway, there is hagasha. Yeah, it's called hagasha. Is a feeling. That's something that is also used in Lashon Chazal. but regish means, the Rishonim say, it means gathering. So according to this, the pshat is mamish pashit here. We learn from this pasuk that there's a din that in the Beis Hamikdash things are supposed to be beroiv am. And that's taki coming from the idea of the pasuk beroiv am hadras melech. Yeah, that's what Rashi says here. Lahashmiya koil hamoin am rav kama peomim shu kovid la melech shenam baba veselikim beroiv am hadras melech. It's kovid la melech when you have a roiv am. So imelo, since the pais is something that requires a gathering, that's the way pais is done. Yeah, you only need one coin for each avodah. Yeah, so a few. But you're gathering all the kohanim of the day together. Yeah, as we'll see soon how it's described. And you're putting them in standing them in a circle, and you make the whole count and the whole massive. So this is a gathering of a hamayin amrav. And if you do it, you're doing four piyasei. So there's four times a day that you have this gathering of people, this hamayin am. What's the purpose? There's an accomplishment in this gufa. There's a mitzvah that in the Azov and the Beis Hamikdash there should constantly be a matzav of gathering of people of a hamayin am, because that's kovid lamelech. This is Beis Hashem Melech Malchem Lochim. It's kovid lamelech that there's a crowd. There's a matzav of a crowd. Roiv am hadras melech, that people are coming to be over, yeah, for the avoid. People are coming to serve him. Roiv am, there's a big crowd, many people that are coming.
What's the Lashmiya?
But still, you're right. Still, you see here, Rashi is adding. So that's something that we shine there on the pasuk. We're not mentioning anything about a sound. They're just saying regish means the etzem gathering. So Fizu, we could have learned the gemara here that's where they're gathering because it's din together. But Rashi here is adding also the hashmas koil vaystoyz loshen Rabbi Yochanan lehargish kol hazava is mashma, that even though the regish means the gathering, but the pshat is it's a gathering that leaves an impression. Yeah, it's a gathering that is noticeable. That's what you call it. You're making a massive to the gathering. Yeah, so that's part of the kovid hamelech. It's going to be noticeable. There's a lot of people. You hear their voices. So this is something that lahagish kol hazava taka means that it's going to be a roivam that is taka going to make a raj, going to make a roishin, going to make a massive. Hashmas koy. Yeah. You see, in this pasuk, in the reisha, doesn't mention anything about a sound. Asheyachdov nantiksoi. So he was in here in the halach b'ragish with a hamoinam, with a gathering. Okay, b'mem efisin. Anu shaylo b'mem efisin. What should b'mem efisin? Zokt Rashi. What are they wearing? While they're doing the pais, the kohanim. Rav Nachman Omar be bigdei choil, and Rav Sheshes Omar bigdei kodesh. Interesting. Yeah, there's a din of wearing bigdei kohuna b'shas avoda. Here we're talking before the avoda, when you're making the pais for the avoda.
Right.
So the shaila is, or are they already wearing the bigdei kohuna? Bishas the pais, and that means it's not only that they're wearing it earlier, but the pshat is the bigdei kehuna are really only necessary for those koyhanim that are going to win the pais, because they're going to actually do the avodah. Right. All the rest of the koyhanim are not going to do the avodah, right? So they're going to only be wearing the bigdei kehuna for the pais, and then they're going to take it off after the pais. All those that won't be zoyche,
so
right?
The time,
so we'll see soon what's the pshatness, what's the svo, yeah, but. The pashas is like Rav Nachman. What do you need bigdei kehuna for the pais? The pais is not the avoda yet. More so, most of the people of the pais are not going to do avoda at all, even later, right? Whoever's gonna be zayche before he does the avoda, he should wear bigdei kehuna. That's what we would say misvo. Yeah, Rav Nachman is lichur the chiddush here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, more so, there's also this. We'll just mention. There's an interesanto Shagasaye, it's a Gvur Asari also here, if you're not. He talks about it also in the Sefer on the Shagasaye. There's a famous Machlekes Rambam and Ravid that we mentioned in the past. In Yuma, we mentioned Leil, that, in the beginning of Kehuna, there's Kilaim, right? So in the Avne is a Shito, in the Avne of the Kohen Head, it has Kilaim. Now, Kilaim is a deiraisa to wear shatnez, right? Elamai in the bigdei kehuna, that's mitzvah sebikach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. This din, this heter that a kohen has to wear shatnez as part of the bigdei kehuna, is a dafka bishas avoda or afilu shloi bishas avoda. The Rambam holds that it's only bishas avoda. Shloi bishas avoda. If the kohen is not actually doing avoda now. So he has to take off the big dekuna right away because he's being over is a shatness. The Ravid holds that a filu shloi b'shas avoda. Big dekuna, you have a heter. So he says lichura this gemara is a big kasha on the Rambam because according to Rav Sheshes that you're wearing the big dekuna already b'shas the pais, b'shas pais is not the avoda. So how do you have a heter to wear it there? Forget about whether you need it or not. Lichura it should be usher to wear it because it's kilaim. According to the Rambam, only b'shas avodah. The Torah says b'shas avodah you need bigdei kehuna. So the Torah says afal pi that it's shatnez, you got to wear it anyway. B'shas avodah, that's the mitzvah. But here it's not shas avodah. The pais is not the avodah. A pais for sure. Let's put it this way: no one holds that the pais me'ikar adin requires bigdei kehuna, as we'll see soon. Even Rav Sheshes that says that you wear bigdei kodesh, it's not because the pais alone is considered avoda or something. The pais for sure doesn't need batsam bigdei kehuna. We'll see soon why Rav Sheshes requires bigdei kodesh. It's for zaitiki reason.
Right.
But batsam you're wearing here bigdei kehuna shloi b'shas avoda. Frek the shagasai, frek the gvasarinu. So how does it stem with the Rambam? Chutz kilai, how are you allowed to wear it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay, so that's a ray he wants to bring to the Ravid. Yeah, so there's ray about it, different tirutzim, but you know, just mention the whole. Okay, now what's talk of the reasons? Zog di gimor, Rav Nachman Omar be bigdei choil, the amris be bigdei kodesh, iko bal izvoyo is the chamsi ve'avdi. So it's interesting, even Rav Nachman finds it necessary to explain why you don't wear bigdei kehuna. Yeah, the Chol said that's the Pashtun Mitzvah, but why would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need a reason to not wear bigdei kehuna. But Rav Nachman saying, what is he saying? He's saying, it's not only that you don't need to wear bigdei kehuna b'shas t'pais, But on Bedafka insisting they shouldn't wear. Yeah? Could have been okay if you want to wear, ready to pashas the price. And just in case you're going to be zeiche, you're going to have it on you. Rav Nachman says it's usur to wear a big dikuna pashas the price. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. The fact that you don't need it, that you don't need a reason. But Rav Nachman is saying, Bedafka you shouldn't. Why? Because he has a gzeva. He says that there's a chashash. If you're going to wear a big dikuna, if all the kohanim are going to wear a big dikuna pashas the price, so then it might be that the kohanim that were not zoich in the goyvel, in case they you have a kohen that is a bar zvoya, that is that muscles his way to getting what he wants, so he might do the Avodah. You see, this is what they used to fight about those days. We saw in the Mishnah and the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek, what they killed each other about the Avodah. This is what mattered to people. Right. Yeah. So, a Balzoya today, it would be, would take your money. The Balzoya then would take your Avodah. So, if a Balzoya was disappointed, he wasn't taking the pice, he might grab it without earning it. And this chashash is only shaykh if he's aware already wearing big dikehuna, so he might chap arayin and go do the avoda and and take it away from you. Masha'en kein, if he won't be wearing big dikehudish, so he can't because he's pasul avoda now. So yeah, he won't be able to jump and chap the avoda. So that's Rav Nachman's reason. Avsheish asoma be big dikehudish. Adarabba, you bedafka need big dikehudish. Why would you need big dikehudish by the pais? Yeah, so Rav Sheish is not only saying you shouldn't, but he's saying bedafka you should. Mm-hmm. What's the reason? The amrus be big dechoil agav chavivusei mikru veavdi. So he's saying other rabba. I'm afraid even about those that were zoich in the pais. Yeah, those that were zoich in the pais.
They're so excited.
They're going to be so excited. They're going to right away jump to do the avodah without getting dressed first, without wearing the big dekehuna first. Mm-hmm. So, because of the chavivus of the avodah, yeah, this is something it's beyond our saga. Hasagas, you understand? What was the chavivus of the avodah? To mamish serve Hashem, yeah, by us, yeah. In broad terms, in general terms, we call all the tayag mitzvahs as avodah Hashem. But really, we see that the only thing that is be'etzin called avodah is the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, yeah. The Torah, yeah, Avodah is the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam Sefer Avodah, because the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, what's unique about it is that the Shechina is mamish there, and Mimela, when you are doing the Avodah, yeah, in the Beis Hamikdash, you mamish serving the king in his presence, kivyocho. It's mamish like this is the palace of the king. He's present there, and you're serving him. Yeah, kivyochol, you're feeding him. Lachmi achilas gavaya. Yeah, you're serving him. Yeah, all the different avaydis. It's mamish like Eved being serving a melech. This is something that's beyond us. But this is mamish the metzias that we're living in. This is not something. This is not an opportunity we even have today. But this is the ustakom ma'adik chavivis for it. So. So till now, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman were saying their svaris. Now they're bringing rayas. So each one of them has a raya already. Yeah, it's machlekes amirayim. Each one of them has a raya from Tanoim. So Rav Nachman brings down a Mishnah, and Rav Sheshes is going to bring down a brayso. Omar Rav Nachman, mino aminolo ditnan. So this is a Mishnah in Tomid. Mesorun lechazonim. So first of all, this is the, it's not brought down here, but we have to know for understanding the Gemara here that the context of that Mishnah, if you look it up in Talmud, is Taka ben Negeh, the Pais. The Mishnah, the Mishnah before, the Mishnah after, it's talking in the context of the Kohanim that are involved that are making the Pais, and it says about them, about the Kohanim that are involved in the Pais, mesorun lechazonim dehainu. They were given over, the Kohanim were given over to Chazonim. What is Chazonim? Zokt Rashi Shamoshim. Yeah, Chazonim is in other places, Rashi that says Chazonim, Chazon, what's the Shaykh's Chazon and Hashamish? Where is that licked in the word, Chazon? So
we spoke about it recently.
So there's a Rashi. Rashi says chazan is loshen choize, like chazoin, which means a vision, right? So chazan means someone that he's supervising the matziv, yeah. A chazan in the Beis HaKnesses, a chazan in the Beis HaMikdash means he's the supervisor. It's what we would call maybe the Gabbai today. Yeah, he's supervising. He's in charge. Yeah.
Ironic how a singer became God. Cantor.
Yeah. But that's originally the meaning of the word. So Mesayim lechazani. So they were Meisa the Kohanim of the Pais. To the people in charge in the Beis HaMikdash that were the supervisors, or the shamoshim, what would they moisture them for the begodim bilvad. So ad kan is the Loshna Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah is saying that. After the pais, this is talking after the pais. After the pais, so the kohanim that participated in the pais, so there was people in charge that took off their clothing and only left them with the michnasayim, with the pants. That's what the Mishnah says. The shaila is, what are we talking about here? What begodim? Why are they taking it off? What's going on? So Zokt Rav Nachman, my love, be'oison shezochu lefayis, zochu lefayis, dehainu. We're talking about as we said, it's after the pais. So we're talking about the people that were zoiche in the pais, they won. And now, since they won, so they're going to do the avodah. So mimeila they need big dekehuna. Because Rav Nachman holds, Rav Nachman Lishitosoi, that Bishas the Pais, what are they wearing?
Bishas the Pais, they're wearing Bigdei Choyl.
So now, those that were Zoiche, they have to now change into Bigdei Kodesh in order to do the Avaidah.
Right.
So that's the Chazanim's job. It means they're taking off their Bigdei Choyl. Means they're only leaving them with their pants of the Bigdei Choyl. Yeah, Pashit Al Tznius. So they shouldn't be totally undressed. And then they dressed him up with the big de kihuna.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, eventually they're gonna also have to change the Michnasayim. Yeah, so we'll get to that. Yeah. Kipshuta, what it means is, first they're taking off all the rest of their big de choil and just leaving them with the Michnasayim of the choil. Now then they're dressing them up with the big de kodesh, with all the rest of the big de kodesh, the ksainis and after they have the ksainis on, so now they're gonna take off their michnasayim of choil and put on the michnasayim of the big de kuno, bitznius, because it's already under the ksainis. That's kipshute what the Mishnah is saying here. So Zokt Rav Nachman, so here you have an often a Mishnah that Bishas the Pais, they were not wearing big de kuno. That's why after the Pais, they needed to change into big de kuno. So it's a mefurash mishnah like me, Zokt Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Sheshis. Yeah, the Talmid of Rav Sheshis was answering this mishnah for him in his behalf. Loi ba'oison shaloi zochu lepais. Your assumption is wrong. This mishnah is talking about the rest of the koyanim that were not zoiche. When the mishnah is saying that after the pais they changed their clothes. It's not talking about the Kohanim that was Zoich in the Pais that changed from Big Day Choyl to Big Day Kodesh, like you, Rav Nachman, is saying. No, faket. La'oilom, Rav Sheshis is right, that already Bishas the Pais, they all were already wearing Big Day Kodesh. However, once the Pais is over, only some of them were Zoich in the Pais, so now all the rest of the Kohanim, they now have to take off the Big Day Kihuna because they're not going to do the Avaida now. The only reason why we told them to wear the Big Day Kodesh Shas the Pais, as we saw before, was because we were afraid that those that were Zoiche are going to jump to do the Avaida without Big Day Kihuna. But Lamaisa, all the rest that were not Zoiche in the Pais, so they don't need the Big Day Kihuna now anymore. Mimele Zokter, the Pshat in the Mishnah and Tomid is Punk Fakert. Mesorim Lachazonim, who they were Mesor Lachazonim? Those that were not Zoiche. They were already wearing Bidikuna. So those that were Zoiche in the Pais, they didn't need any change because they were already wearing the Bidikuna. They go and do the Avaida. The problem was, those that weren't Zoiche, so not going to do the Avaida, and they were already wearing the Bidikuna for the Pais, now they have to take off the Bidikuna and to switch into Bigdei Choyl. And that's what the Chazanim were doing. So the Mishnah here is talking about switching not for to Big De Kehuna, but from Big De Kehuna to Big De Choyel. Punk verkehrt. So when it says, Vahayu Mafshitinoi, so it's Big Deim, Zoktuav Sheishis, yeah, Zoktuav Yehuda, Ravuna, Pivav Sheishis. It means they took off the Big De Kehuna.
Right.
Veloyayu Manichim Aleim Alo Michnasayim Bilvad means they left on them the Michnasayim of the Big De Kodesh. Right? They left on them the Michnasayim of the Big De Kodesh. And then, yeah, again, out tznius. So first they put on the rest of their clothing. They took off the big dekor and they put on the rest of the big dechoil besides the michnasayim. And then, after they would rest up, they also took off the michnasayim of the kodesh and put back on the regular michnasayim of choil. But bekitzer, we're talking about the opposite process. We're switching from big dekohuna to big dekodesh to big dechoil. Hochi nami mistabo zokter. It's not only that this is a possible pshat in the Mishnah, but I even have a raya for it. The isal kedai toch ba'oison shezochu lepayis. If you want to say like you Rav Nachman, that we're talking about those that are going to do the avodah, and we're talking about dressing them up with the big dekehuna and taking off the big dechoil, loy hayu manichim aleihem elo michnasayim bilvad. So how do you understand this part of the Mishnah? Yeah, what does this mean, Kipshuto? If you're saying that they're switching now from big dek choil to big dek kodesh, those that are zeicher, right? So when the Mishnah says loy hayu manichim aleihem elo michnasayim bilvad, what does this mean, Kipshuto? Which michnasayim are we talking about here?
We're talking about the michnasayim according to Rav Sheshet,
Rav Nachman. Yisal kedai tach shezochu lepayis. Yeah, going back to Rav Nachman. So what are they doing here? Mafshitim oisim is big day means the switching from big day choil to big day kodesh, right? So what shat loyu manichim elo michnasayim bilvad? Which michnasayim?
That they're wearing
choil. The michnasayim of choil, right? They were wearing a big day choil and they're taking off the big day choil for wearing big day kodesh. But in the process, in the meantime, they don't want them to be totally undressed, so they leave the michnasayim of the choil.
Right.
And then first they wear the other big dekehuna. Yeah, they wear the ksaines, the mitznefes. And then at the end, when they're ready covered, they're going to also switch to michnasayim from choil to kodesh, right? Frag the gemara, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, it can't be. The tanya, minayin shelo yeidova kodesh lemichnasayim. Talmud leima, michnei zibad, iyu al besava. There's a din in the Seder HaLevisha of big dekehuna that the michnasayim is supposed to be worn first. The first beged that the kohen is supposed to wear is the michnasayim. Since it says michnas ibad yu al besavai, so it means al besavai on his body as it is, undressed, he has to wear the michnasayim first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is an interesting drasha, because lemais, if you think about it, yeah, that's for sure that you see in this pasuk that the michnasayim have to be worn directly in the body without a chatzitza al besavai. But what's the shaykhis to the mitznefes? The mitznefes is anyway in a different part of the body.
Right. How do you see that he's not wearing anything else?
It's not missing in it's still al besavai the michnasayim, even if he's already wearing the mitznefes or the ksainis. But the pshat is chazal adashning. The way Chazal are touching up this pasuk is Michnas Ibad Yulu B'Soi means that it's on his body as it is. He's wearing the Michnasayim, yeah, kilu on his undressed body al B'Soi. So once he's dressed with other begodim, it's already it's felt in the al B'Soi. So yeah, lichu that's the drasha. But anyway, Sida Azadin that Shlo Yedova Kadini Michnasayim. So how are you telling me that when they're dressing up the kohanim in big dekehuna, so the last thing they're putting on them is the michnasayim, right? That's what comes out in Cheshbon according to Rav Nachman, because they were wearing big dechoil. They took off all the big dechoil except for the michnasayim of the choil. Now they're dressing them up with the other big dekehuna, mitznefes, ksoines, avnet, and at the end they're switching the michnasayim. Yeah, that should be done bedech tznius. Okay, very nice. It has to be done bedech tznius, but lemaisa kum tois that the michnasayim of the kodesh, instead of being first, they're being last. That's not right. There's a din in Hilchus Levishas Big Dekehuna. The Michnasayim have to be first. So it can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah. Idoch Arayo, that the Pshat is Fakert, like Rav Sheshes. That we're talking here, the Mafshitim Oisim is Big Deim, is taking off the Big Dekehuna that they were already wearing, Bishas Dapais, all of them. and switching it in to big day choil, all those that were not zoich in the pais, that they're not going to do the avodah now, and he made lo yumanichem al mechnasayim bilvad, means that you just leave the big day, the mechnasayim of the kodesh on them until they dress them up with the other big day choil for tznius. But here, that's not a stirat avodin. We're not talking about wearing the big day kahuna now. We're talking about wearing big day choil, so you can do it in any order you want. So that's a riot that the pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav Sheshet, is not like Rav Nachman. V'idoch, what is Rav Nachman going to answer on this? So I'm going to give more of a holy kashi. Hochi kotani. Ad sho'oidon aleim bigdei choil malbishim oiso michnesei koidesh v'oyu mafshitin oison bigdei choil v'lohoyo yumanichim ilo michnesayim bilvad. So he's saying a whole shtick of how to touch it up. Zokt Rashi. Malbishim oiso michnesei koidesh Dehainu. What does Rav Nachman hold? B'shasta pais, what are they wearing?
B'shasta pais, they're wearing big day choil.
They're wearing big day choil.
Yeah.
So now, we're talking about those that are zoichel pais, they have to now wear big day kahuna for the avodah, right? So what is the Mishnah saying? Mafshitin oisam is big dayim, means you take off the big day choil, like Rav Nachman said. Because they have to dress now the big day kodesh. Now, obviously, while they were still wearing the big day choil, they already put on them the big day, the michnasayim of the kodesh. That's the first thing they wore while they were still dressed up with the big day choil. Because again, we have two goals here. One is that the kohen shouldn't stay totally undressed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that the michnasayim of the kodesh should be first when he's wearing it, right? When he's putting it on.
Right.
So how do you accomplish both things? He's now wearing the big day choil. So let's say he's wearing a kapit of choil. So before you take off his kapit of choil, you first take off the michnasayim under the kapit, you take off the michnasayim of the choil and you put on michnasayim of kodesh. So by this, you already accomplished both things. This is the first baget kehuna that you're putting on him, is taka the michnasayim of kodesh, right? At the same time, while you switch the michnasayim from choil to kodesh, he still had his kapit on of the choil, so he was covered, right? So he wasn't oymed orum, right? And after that, only after he has the michnasayim of kodesh on, that's when you take off the kapit of choil, the other big day choil, and you start dressing him up with the rest of the big day kodesh. Yeah, the ksanis, the mitznefes, etc. So how does it stream in the loshen? Ad she'oidom aleim big day choil malbishim oiso michnasei kodesh. Yeah, like we said, while you're still wearing the big day choil, so you switch under them the michnasayim from choil to kodesh, and then stage number two, v'ayum afshitim oiso big day choil. Then you take off the kapit of the rest of the big day choil around the michnasei kodesh that he's already wearing. V'loi hoyu manichim elo michnasayim bilvad means that once you took off the big day choil, the other big day choil, he's now left with only wearing pants, right? But what pants is that? That's the michnasayim of the kodesh of the big day kehuna that you already dressed him up with that in the beginning. So, b'kitzav, so in the Lashon Mishnah it goes like this: V'ha'yu mafshitim oisim is big day means mafshitim big day choil. V'lo'ha'yu manichim lemichnasayim bilvad means that when you take off the big day choil, instead of being left undressed, he's being left now with the michnasei kodesh that you already were makdi meful lemak and you put it on him in advance. That's going to be the pshat. So, imeilo, it's not a stira lo'ilam. We could say the pshat's the pais they were wearing big day choil. Only now they were dressing up with the big day kodesh. Those that were zeich in the avoda. And the thing is that we make sure the michnasayim of the kodesh to wear first under the begadim in order to leave them. They shouldn't stay. Yeah. This, by the way, might be not just a matter of tznius, but it might be a matter of the covered Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, this is all done in the Beis HaMikdash here, and they have the nushkas agazis, they have the pais. Yeah, right away after that they switch clothing, so. So it's not COVID that he should be oymed avum in the Omav Sheishis. Okay, maybe we'll just mention, Taisus point out, Lichura, Rav Nachman's pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah, at the end of the day, what do we have? Yeah, basically, we're done with Rav Nachman's Raya. Yeah.
Right.
We're going to move on to Rav Sheshes' Raya now, right? So what's the bottom line here? We have a Mishnah in Tamid that could be interpreted in two ways. Yeah, one that would stem with Rav Nachman, one which would stem with Rav Sheshes, right? Rav Sheshes even said that it stems better with him. So Rav Nachman was able to work it out. Frek Taisvis, how is this Mishnah a Raya to Rav Nachman? Yeah, Rav Nachman is saying the Mekoyer for my sheet is for this Mishnah in Tamid. If something, this Mishnah in Tamid is more glad according to Rav Sheshes. So it's true, okay, also Rav Nachman has a way to somehow make the Mishnah work according to him. But this is a riot to Rav Nachman? How is this a riot to Rav Nachman? The Mishnah could be touched up just as well, at least just as well, like Rav Sheshes. Right? Even better, maybe. Yeah, Rav Sheshes said, "Achinayim istabo." According to him, it's more glad because of the whole shtickle with the mechnasayim, with the din of mechnasayim tchila. So, fact is, "Teimahu, my ma'isim Rav Nachman mahacha, kevin the Rav Sheshes motzi dochilo, va'adu Rabbi tfei shvayel Rav Sheshes mikan." To come, "Achinayim istabo," Rav Nachman is tvichle shenuyeh bedoichak. The whole answer that Rav Nachman is saying in Rav Sheshes taino here in the Mishnah is a doichak zokta isvis. That the Mishnah means lo yom anichim al mechnasayim. That means the mechnasay kodesh that they put on in advance. It's a doichak. So Rav Sheshes' pshat in the Mishnah and Talmud is even better than Rav Nachman. So how is this Mishnah is a riot to Rav Nachman? If something, you could say this Mishnah is neutral. You can't bring a riot, not lekan, not lekan. But how is this a riot to Rav Nachman? That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus, Taisus are even adding a knetch later on in the Hemshech HaTaisus. Taisus is saying, you see that even Rav Sheshes himself, that Lichura showed you that this Mishnah in Tamid stems better with him, but later on when he wants to bring a raya from his own shita, he's going to bring a raya from some braisa, right? Fractosis. Why does Rav Sheshes have to bring a raya from a braisa? He has a Mishnah. This same Mishnah that Rav Nachman is bringing a raya from, it's Lichura, if something, it's a raya to Rav Sheshes, like Rav Sheshes was saying, Hachinami Mistabra, this Mishnah works out better with my shita, right? And you see that even Rav Sheshes himself is not bringing a raya from this Mishnah. He's arguing with Rav Nachman on this Mishnah, but to bring a raya for his own shita, he's going to a braisa. So what's going on here? So vice toy, Zok toy, says, you see from all this, that this Mishnah be'etzim is in a way a raya to Rav Nachman more than to Rav Sheshes. How is that? Zok toy says, for that you have to see the context of the Mishnah, the Mishnah before that. You open the Mishnah, you'll see, yeah, the Gemara is expecting us to know it by heart, the Mishnah. Mishum dele'el min ozok toises, ayvi bezoichin ba'avoida. The Kotani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev, oimer, male ivorim lakevesh, shu male al gav ha'mizbeach. Ba'od ha'kotani, misaron lakoyhanim. Dehainu, this Mishnah, like we said before, is talking in the context of the pais, right? Misaron lakoyhanim means you give the koyhanim that when participating in the pais, you're switching clothing. However, the machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, pshat in the Mishnah there is, basically, who are we talking about? Those that are going to switch clothing now are those that were zeich in the pais or those that are not zeich in the pais, right? That's the two malchim here, right? Zok Taisvis, the Mishnah right before that is talking lehedya about those koyanim that were zeich in the pais, and right away it says mesarum lechazonim v'yom afshitim v'yom mizbigdayim. So the pashtus is we're talking about those that are going to do the avoda. So why do they have to switch their clothing? According to Rav Sheshes, that everybody's already wearing Bigdei Kehuna b'shas the pais, so those that are going to do the Avodah now, they were Zoich in the pais, they don't have to change at all. The only ones that have to change is those that were not Zoiche, so they have to take off the Bigdei Kehuna according to Rav Sheshes, right? And that's how Rav Sheshes taka learns Pshat in the Mishnah, but that's Shver, because the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah is Lehadi talking about those that were Zoich in the Avodah. So Kipshute, when the Mishnah is saying Misalim Lechazanim, it's talking about those that were Zoich in the Avodah, and they have to switch clothing. That only makes sense, according to Rav Nachman, that Bishas the Pais, nobody's wearing Bigdei Kehuna, and Imela, those that are Zoiche, they have to now switch into Bigdei Kehuna. So that's why this Mishnah is a riot to Rav Nachman. Just Elamai, Rav Nachman's Mahalach and how to teach up the Lashna Mishnah, so that's problematic because of the problem with the issue with the Dimnich Nasayim Tchilo here. That's what Rav Sheshes is tightening, and that Rav Nachman answers in B'doichak, but still, you can't deny that the Pashtus mitzad, the context of the Mishnah, it stems better with Rav Nachman. Okay. Omer Rav Sheshes, Mino Amino. Now we are moving on to Rav Sheshes' Raya. So Rav Sheshes holds again what? What does he hold? Big the Kodesh by Bishas the Pais. So the reason we already saw, yeah, it's also some kind of a gzeira, but what's the Mekoyer? The Tanya. Lishkas Agotis Kemin Basil Kirdoy Lohoysus. This is, anyway, we're gaining from this Raya of Rav Sheshes. Yeah, Bishus this. We also have brought down here, at least it's a Tisefta, if not, but yes, the Gemara is bringing down the Tisefta that is describing the whole Seder HaPais, that till now we didn't have a Gemara about it. This was brought down and mentioned in Rashi in the beginning of the Perek, partially. Yeah, how do they do the Pais? Yeah, the whole thing with standing them in a circle and the Mitznefes, this whole thing, till now there was no Gemara about it. It was only a Rashi in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. That's coming from a Tisefta that now finally the Gemara is bringing it down, but Derech Agav for bringing a right to Rav Sheshes Shita. So what does it say here? Lishkas Agozis kemin basil kegdoy lehoiso. So Lishkas Agozis, that's what we know from this is where they had the Bezna Godel, the Sanhedrin, right? Yeah, we already had Le'el, we had the Rishonim were talking about how come it's called Lishkas Agozis. Anyway, yeah, we had a riff about it, so that this Tosefta is saying to Santa Chiddush that Lishkas Agozis was also the location of the Pais. Where did he have the Pais? Where did the Pais take place? In the Lishkas Agozis. And it was built, the Lishkas Agozis, we're talking now about the Etzem Binyan of it, Kemin Basil Kegdoyla. What is Basil Kegdoyla? Zok Rashi, Bais Govoya She'al Aliyah. In other words, it was like an attic, was like a second floor. The Lishkas Agozis.
Al Aliyah, no?
Yeah, Aliyah is the roof of the bottom floor, and this is a second floor. Pais b'mizrocha v'zoki, and this, by the way, was in Tzad Tzofoin of the Azor. Yeah, we already learned the Lishkas Agodis was in Tzad Tzofoin. Mm-hmm. Now, this Lishkas Agodis was sort of divided into two parts: Mizrach and Mayrav. The pais was done inside Mizrach, kilu closer to the Pesach Hazora. The zokein yoshev b'marova. The zokein was sitting inside Mayrov of the Lishkas Agozis. Who's this zokein? Zokt Rashi. Zokein shel Bezdin hamoyre lohem seder hapiyosim. What does this mean? Yeah, so first of all, that already could explain why they're doing the pais in the Lishkas Agozis Dafka. There's many Lishokhis. Why Dafka in that Lishka? So you see here that this pais was conducted by a Dayan of the Bezdin, by the Dayan of the Bezdin Agodl. Yeah, we saw already later that it's a part of maybe the main job of the Bezdin Agodl. That's in the Beis HaMikdash where they were located. They were in charge of checking up the Kohanim, who's kosher lavoid, who's pasul lavoid. You remember that? We saw the Bezdin Nagodl was checking who's the kosher lavoid, who's not. Yeah, we had a sugi about it later. So part of the job of the Bezdin Nagodl was also not only to see who's kosher lavoid in general, but also to decide to be machriya who's going to do the avoid today. The Hainu, they were in charge of the pais, conducting the pais. The Bezdin Nagodl, Zokin Shul Bezdin, one of the Dayanu, the Bezdin Nagodl. He was in charge. And what does this mean? What was he actually doing? So Rashi is Moivilehem Seder Hapiyosim. What does this mean? What do you need this for? So could be Rashi means he's the one that was choosing the number, the high number that they were, through that number they were counting the Kohanim over and over again until they got to the final, to the chosen one. But Kapani, there was someone in charge of the Goyro, which was a Zakin of the Bezna of the Bezna God. Yeah, so that's why maybe it was Lishkas Agodis, the whole thing. And he was sitting down, yeah. The pais, the Kohanim, but during the pais was standing, as we'll see. The Kohanim were coughing behind him, yeah. But the Zakin that was in charge of the pais, or the Bezdin, he was sitting down. So the place where the pais was actually done, where the Kohanim was standing for the pais, that's in the Mizrach side of the Lishkas Agozis. The Zakin that is Yoshev is on the Mayrav side. The Kohanim were coughing behind him, kemin bachulya. Zogt Rashi, Igul. Igul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, Bechulia is a kind. It's a kind of a jewelry that is in the shape of a like a ring or something, or a bracelet. Yeah. So they're standing in a circle. The Yerushalmi Taka says, if I remember correctly, that the reason for this shape, yeah, why did they have to dafka stand in a circle? You could line them up and make the counting. So I think the Yerushalmi says that the reason for it is that the person that's counting won't be able to make a cheshbon in advance who's going to win. Yeah, if they're lined up straight, so it's easier to figure out who's going to win it. And in Melo, he could try to manipulate the Goyrot, yeah, to get the coin, his favorite coin to win. So this way, it's a circle, and you're going in circles, and like we saw, you're choosing a higher number than the whole Kyanim. You keep going around and around and around, so it's hard to know, to predict in advance who's going to, where it's going to end up with. So v'amemun above and oitel mitznefes miroisha shel echod mihem v'yoidim shemimenu pais maschil. Yeah, so we saw already the Rishonim say in the beginning of the Perek, and that's also mevu in the Yushalmi, that the person that is doing that is picking the number, yeah, the person that is the memuna that we're talking about here, that is taking off the hat of one of the koyanim, yeah. What's the purpose of that? So he's choosing where to start the counting, right? And then you also have to pick a number, like Rashi described in the beginning of the Perek. Yeah, mm-hmm. How is it done? You choose the coin to start with, the counting, and then you pick a higher number, random number, which is much higher than the koyanim that you have here, the amount of the koyanim you have here, and then you start counting from this coin that you took off the mitznefes from him, and you go around and around and around until you get to the final number, so that coin wins.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the memune that is choosing where to start the counting from, yeah, this memune that takes out the mitznefes, is not the same person that is picking the number. Yeah, and this is something that Yerushalmi and the Rishonim were saying. The purpose of this is, again, to prevent fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you would have the same person, and if he will be able to figure out, yeah, he'll choose on purpose this coin to start with, because and the number according to his cheshbon, whoever coin he wants to win. So for preventing this, since that might happen, for preventing that, so we're separating the jobs. There's one coin that picks the number, and there's a different coin that picks the starting point. Yeah, and they don't know of each other. Yeah, they don't. So then that's like having two people are carrying two separate keys for the safe. You need both keys, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So this way, no one has all the tools for deciding who's going to win the goyel. Yeah, you have to. You need both of them together to cooperate. Okay. V'isal kedaitoch bebigdei choyl. From this brayso, there's a raya to me that the pais is done bigdei kodesh already, because according to Rav Nachum, that is done bigdei choil mitznefes bebigdei choil miiko. What is this brayso talking about? It's describing the way to show who's the first kohen, and the cheshbon is by taking off his mitznefes. Mitznefes is one of the bigdei kehuna, so obviously he's they're already wearing the bigdei kehuna. There's no mitznefes in bigdei choil. Mitznefes is one of the bigdei kehuna. Zog di Gemara in, yes, there is mitznefes also in Big Day Chol. Kedetani Rav Yehuda Vite, so Gemara doesn't just mean that someone can have in his Big Day Chol some kind of a hat that is called mitznefes, but what the Gemara is going to say, that basically, avad mitznefes, when the Brisa mentions mitznefes, avad it means a Big Day Kuna, dike mitznefes, yeah? Just the pshat is Zog di Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain that it's Shaykh, Big Day Kuna, that are like basically are made like Big Dikihuna, but they're not actually Big Dikihuna. They don't all the way have the din of Big Dikihuna.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's regular Big Dikihuna that also happened to have a mitznefes. Avada, when we're mentioning mitznefes, we're talking about Big Dikihuna here. I, Rav Nachman, hold that you don't wear the Big Dikihuna. Zog Dikihuna, there is such a musig of something that is like a shtickle in the middle. It's made like Big Dikihuna mamish, but doesn't have all the way the din of Big Dei Kehuna. We'll see what it means. Kedetani Rav Yehuda v'itemer Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, koyen she'osis olayim ha'ksoynes, oivet ba'avoy das yochid. So what's going on? So this is coming from a Gemara later. Dachlam it here with the base. So it's just a shtickel shver zach. There's different mahalchim in Rashi, and we show you how to tie it up. You know, we'll just mention the mahalach that Rashi prefers there. Yeah, what does this mean? First of all, what is avodas yachid? What does avodas yachid mean? Basically, what we're saying there is that the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, his mother made for him a ksainis. Yeah, ksainis is one of the big dekohana. Mm-hmm. His mother made for him a very fancy ksainis, says there, and Rashi says there that no, it's not ksainis pasim, ksainis of the big dekohana. Rashi says there, trying to find it, that the mothers used to do it for making, for showing. Let's see if you can find it here.
Rashi says something about this here.
Yeah? Oh, the Rashi is here. Yeah, I was looking at the Rashi there. The Rashi is right here. Shtkoyach. Shehoyim yisem shel koyhanim oisis lebnei mishalohem kemin bigdei kehuno leharois tif'eres oishon v'noi melachtam v'kamo hein mehadvois mitzvois. Very interesting. Yeah, so before that, but what's the background of this? There was a musig that the mothers of the koyhanim used to make them bigdei kehuno. It was bigdei kehuno, kosher bigdei kehuno, but it was homemade. Yeah, usually big de kahuna are done. You know, the hekdesh makes the big de kahuna. Here, it's the kain is bring from home his own big de kahuna that his mother made for him. What was the reason for this? So Rashi says there was three different motives for the mothers of the kohanim. They wanted to show how rich they are. They're making so fancy big de kahuna that are expensive, not like the regular big de kahuna they have in the Beis Hamikdash. They made it from such a material in such a way that it was more expensive than average. So they wanted to show off their richness. V'noy melachtam. The second thing they wanted to show off was how good they make it. Yeah, that the way they made the beged. Yeah, so they were experts in making it nice. V'noy melachtam. And the third thing is kama hei mehadvois mitzvois. To show that, you see, it's like someone's showing buying a nice esrig, expensive esrig, to show that he's mehad b'mitzvahs. So they wanted to show, yeah, we're making a special, nice, and expensive big day kahuna because we're so mehad b'mitzvahs.
Even though it's kemin big day kahuna.
We'll see soon what's the gather of it, the halacha gather. Yeah, but in the meantime, yeah, they're making big day kahuna, basically. It's basically they're making big day kahuna kedin. It's a kosher big day kahuna. Right? So the reason why they're doing it is because for these two reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be depends who. Some depends on the mother. What was the motive? Mm-hmm. Anyway, now it says about that, about this begodim, this ksoinis, that it was kosher la'avodas yachid. Oved ba'avodas yachid. What does avodas yachid mean? So Rashi there says, and daf lamed hem with beis, that avodas yachid is referring to a very specific avoda. It's talking about the hoitzas kafu machto. Yeah, we had it mentioned in the previous sugya. When after the king gadol does the avodas k'tayris lifnai v'lifnim, so he leaves the kaf of the k'tayris and the machto of the gicholim. He leaves it inside the kodesh kodashim. Yeah, and goes back out for the other avodas, and then later on he comes back in for taking it out. Hoitzas kafu machto is bazundir avoda. Now that avodah zoktuashi is called avodas yachid. Why is it called avodas yachid? So it's avodah. What is it? It's a private business of the kohen gadol. It's avodas tzibur. This is for the tzibur. The whole ktoiris, the whole thing is for tzibur. Zoktuashi in lamed hem with beis that it's called avodas yachid. Why? She'eino tzricho la tzibur. Elo shelefi shemutelas or lefano yisus amokim lefikach koyvel lo avodas yachid. Dehainu avodas yachid means that this is the only avodah in Yom Kippur that the tzibur don't really have a tzayrich on it because it doesn't serve a positive accomplishment. This is like we saw before, yeah. In Rashi, the beginning of Chavdalah Amud Beis, Rashi saying this is an example of avodah siluk. It's avodah siluk. It's not avodah matana. right? That's something. Yeah, this is after you finish the avodah of the ketores, you're just taking it out. You're evacuating the kodesh from it. So it is avodah, but it's not avodah that serves a positive accomplishment. It doesn't serve a kapara. It doesn't serve a ritzui. Yeah, it's not a positive avodah. It's just cleaning up after the avodah, right? So that's something that kilu the tzibu doesn't have a tzayrik in this. So that's what's called avodah siyachid, meaning kilu it's the kohen gadol's responsibility after he did the avodah siyachid. So he has to now tell us all of the fanes samokim. He has to clear up the kodesh kodashim. So that's what's called avodah siyachid. Okay. Now, the din is. The way it says it there, what's pshat? So he's saying this ksainis is kosher for the avodas yachid. So what is it? Does it have a dim bigdei kehuna or not? The hitzas kafu machto is avodah. Yeah, this avodas yachid, the way Rashi is touching it up. Yeah, hitzas kafu machto. This is a regular avodah. Mm-hmm. It's a full fledged din of it. You need a kain for it. It's not kosher bizarre. Yeah, we saw before this was the nafkemino of avodas siluk. So, but it's avodah. Yeah, you need a kain for it. So. If you need a kohen, obviously you need bigdei kehuna, right? Ein kehunasa maleim, ein bigdei maleim, ein kehunasa maleim. If you're mechusa begadim, so you're like a zah. So obviously, this kesainis does have a din of bigdei kehuna, right? So if it does have a din of bigdei kehuna, so how come you can't use it for any avodah? So why dafka for this avodah?
Right.
Well, it's a pel. The whole thing is shver. So the Gemara Taka says in Lamed Hei Amud Beis that before. Even though it's as kafu machto, before he does this avodas yachid, he can only do it. There's a tnai before he does it with his ktsainis ubilvachim serenu latzibo. The hainu, yeah, kuntois. The chisaron in this ktsainis is not in the etzim the way it's made. The way it's made, it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's kosher b'bigdei kehuna. The only problem is this gufa, since it's privately made, yeah, it's homemade, so. It doesn't belong to Hekdesh. Yeah, they weren't Makdish it. So in Meila, you can't do the Avaida with it, any Avaida, not even this Avaida Siyachid, because the Big De Kehuna, yeah, for the have to belong to the Tzibur. Yeah, it has to be the part of the Mamina Tzibur. So the Gemara is Taka saying that before he's going to do the Itzas Kafu Machto, with this ksainis that his mother made for him, he's going to have to be meiser to the tzibo. Yeah, he's going to have to be to be makne to the property of the hekdesh, right? So fragdi gemara. So wait a minute. So if he's anyway being meiser to the tzibo, so now it's already regular bigdei kehuna. So what's the whole thing here about only for avodas yachid he could use it, and it's a chiddush that for avodas yachid chachi could use it. Now it's already regular bigdei kehuna. So what's the story with it? So the Gemara says, "Mao the time on Nechu Shema loyim serena yofi yofi." Dainu, since it could only be kosher avoido if it's going to turn into momen atzibu, and inachinami we taka require the kohen gadol to be meiser to the tzibu even before the itzas kafu machto. But the havamina was that maybe we should be choishish. That he shouldn't do the kinyan well. Yeah, he shouldn't be. Wouldn't be. He shouldn't do the kinyan well. Maybe he won't do the kinyan well, and maybe mail is going to stay a private beged, and he mail it won't be kosher avoda. Kamash malon that we're not choishish to this. However, we're only not choishish to this bnei geya, this avoda of itzas kafu machta, this avoda siyachid. But for regular avodas, yeah, it's true that this is also avoda gemura that needs a kohen, needs bigdei kehuna. So we're talking making sure. That it's going to have, it's going to be kosher bigdei kehuna. It's going to be meisel letzibu. However, that much we will make it in this avoda that we're not choishish shalom serena yofa yofa. But by a regular avoda, we don't let this business. You have to use the regular bigdei kehuna that the hekdesh provides. We don't let you bring your own beged from home and be makne to the tzibu. We're afraid things might happen. Maybe the kinyan won't be done right. So usually by a regular avoda, we demand. Using the regular bigdei kehuna of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the background here of the sugya. Now, so what is the Gemara saying here? So how does this answer the kasha? We're saying, la'olam, they were wearing bigdei choyim. by the pious, like Rav Nachman, right? Mm-hmm. What's the Mitznefes doing here? Mitznefes is a big dikahuna. Zog the Gemara, we're talking about such kind of begadim. Yeah, it's not regular big dikahuna, and it's not regular big dikahuna either. It's homemade big dikahuna, right? Which Mimela also have the Mitznefes as part of the big dikahuna. Yeah, the way it's made, technically it's kosher with big dikahuna. Elamai, the only thing is that since it's homemade, so it's not kosher for a regular avodah. Because there's a din that these homemade big dikahuna, even if you miser to the tzibur, it's only kosher for this avodah yachid, for this specific avodah. But for a regular avodah, even a regular day for a kohen head, we don't let a kohen do avodah with big dikahuna that he bought from home, even if he's going to be miser to the tzibur, even if he's going to be makdishit. Because we have chashashes about it, maybe shomer lo yimser elam tzibur yafi yafi. So kum tois, b'etzim, what's going on here? You have here big dikahuna, that technically it's made like big dikahuna, yeah? And it's even mi'ikar adin, b'etzim, if you think about it, midoi raisa, b'etzim, it's kosher la'avayda. But l'maisa, midirabanon, we don't let them do the avayda with it. Okay?
Why?
Why
isn't the rice a kosher?
Why not? What's missing?
It's not made by kosher.
What's missing? What's missing? Nothing's missing. It's maisel matzibu. Nothing's missing. Yeah, you makdish it, you maisel to the tzibu. But there's a chashash du rabbanon shemayin sereni yofi yofi. So maisel, we don't let you use it for a regular. It's possible midi rabbanon that this big dikahuna. Now, so in meilus, it's a very interesting teretz. What is the gemara going on? Is the gemara saying that Rav Nachman that holds that they shouldn't wear Big Day Kodesh by the Pais, but only Big Day Choyl? What was Rav Nachman's reason? You remember? Bedavka, he insisted that he shouldn't wear Big Day Kodesh. Why? Because he was afraid the Amris Big Day Kodesh zokte iko balizroiz de chamsi ve'avdei. Once, if they're going to, everybody going to be wearing Big Day Kohuna already b'shas the Pais, so someone that won't win and want to push his way into the avodah, so he's already wearing the big dikahuna, he's going to go grab the avodah. So zog di gemara, okay, but for accomplishing that, it doesn't have to be dafko big dikhoil mamash. It could be even big dikahuna as long as it's not kosher avodah. So here we have a mitzias of a big dikahuna that are technically big dikahuna, but midirabanan, they're not kosher la'avaida. So that is already enough vaistois for preventing the chashash of the Bali Zroya to chapara in the avaida when they were in Zayche, because it's true that they're wearing some kind of big dikahuna, but halacha l'maisa, these begodim were not kosher la'avaida. So we may have, they won't be able to do the avaida before they're going to switch to regular big dikahuna. But the mitznefes you still have here, because technically it's big dikahuna. So that's the interesting pshat the Gemara is making here, yeah? So it's obviously shtikl doichak. That's why this raisa is a raya to Rav Sheshis. Just Rav Nachman says, I have a mahaloch, yeah, this tisefto harabi miyashivit, that I could say that there they were wearing begodim that were technically big dikahuna. That's why there was the mitznefes there. However, they were not kosher midirabanan la'avaida. So that is enough to satisfy my shito that they shouldn't wear big dikahuna. As long as they're not wearing big dikahuna, that are Lemaisa kosher la'avaida, so we're already not choishish that someone is gonna chap the avaida when he wasn't zoiche, because he's not ready, because the begodim that he's wearing, he knows that it's not kosher la'avaida, even if it's only midirabanan, but lemaisa it's not kosher la'avaida.
Lemaisa, it's a pella, because the only thing you could only do, all these people that have these begodim,
yeah,
could only do one person could do one avaida of itzas machta. It's
what do you mean?
The only way to use these begadim would be that one person that does itzas.
No. Itzas kafa machtas anyway. Only kohen gadol and yom kippur. We're not talking here. Not about a kohen gadol. Not about yom kippur. So we're talking about a regular pious on a regular day.
So what's that?
That's not negiata. So according to this pshat of Rashi in Lamed Hem with Beis, that avodas yachid means itzas kafa machta. So the Gemara doesn't mean to say here that. There's some avodas that it's kosher for it, some of it is not. That the point is that lemaisa for a regular avodah, it's not kosher. Right. Yeah, the only thing that it could be negeya for halacha lemaisa for avodah is for that avodah for kohen gadol and yom kippur. So halacha lemaisa, you talk about a kohen hedyot in the middle of the year that he's not even wearing. Yeah, he's wearing. It's not kosher for any avodah for him. It's not useful. He's big dekehuna.
Midoy
raisa, it's big dekehuna. It's really bad. It's a big dekehuna, but midoy rabbana, it's not kosher avodah. Why are they wearing it? That's a different shaila. Yeah, that's not saying that they're not wearing it for doing any avodah with it. Because it's not kosher avodah. Why are they wearing it? Could be.
It's because it says that it's only good for.
No, so that's what I'm saying. That's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. It doesn't mean that they're wearing it because they could use it for some things. Rashi later is saying that avodah yochid is something that is only nageya once a year for the kohen gadol. We're not talking about the kohen gadol. We're not talking about Yom Kippur.
Why is it even used? Why?
That's pshat that we're quoting there. That's the makar. We're quoting there that brisa, that memra. That the din of these begadim is that the only thing you're allowed to do with it is that avodas yachid, which is the tzas kafu machta of the kohen gadol once a year. In other words, what it means is that halacha lemaisa these begadim for a regular avodah, they're not kosher midi rabbanon. That's all. That's the quotation there. That's there. It's negeya the avodas yachid. They were talking about the kohen gadol. Yeah. The point of the gemara here is not to say that they're wearing it for doing some avodas. The reason why they're wearing it is not mentioned here. We're just saying that these are kind of begadim that are be'etzem ikar adin. It's big dekuhuna, but halacha lemaisa, it's not kosher for a regular avodah. There's one avodah here that's kosher for. It's not the point. But in other words, if it wouldn't be big dekuhuna at all, so it wouldn't be kosher even for that avodah once a year, right? The fact that it's kosher for that avodah siyachid shows you that be'etzem ikar adin it is big dekuhuna. Just as a din derabban that we don't let you use it for regular avodah. That's all. So lemaisa. Why are they actually wearing it? That's another shayla. So that doesn't say here. Actually, you could say that they're wearing it because they want to wear, even b'shas the pais. Yeah, they come for the pais. They want to wear begadim that are in the style of the big dekuhuna. Yeah, that's not say mika. Yeah, the din is to wear big dekuhuna. So it actually has a din of big dekuhuna because aloch lemais it's not kosher la'avayda. Yeah, for the gzei of Nachman it's enough. But the Kohanim want to wear these begadim in the Beis HaMikdash because of the chashivas of it. It could be a status symbol. Yeah, that's the uniform, the Kohanim Beis HaMikdash, the uniform. So they're wearing the uniform. It's not kosher la'avodah. We already saw, though, the Shagasai is asking, how is it shayach? If it's not b'shas avodah, so it should be kilayim. Yeah, okay, that's another shayla. But, now, Tako, the Ritva wants to use this for something. He wants to. There's a certain accomplishment in this shtickle. Yeah, here Rav Nachman is saying this for answering the kasha, right? For answering Rav Sheshes Azraya. But Lemaisa, this is something. Yeah, lichu Rav Sheshes could tell him. Yeah. 1 second. Yeah. The thing is like this. The Ritva points out, this is the Ritva Le'el already in Chavdala Dumud Beis. When Rav Sheshet said his chashash, yeah, his reason. Why Rav Sheshet holds Big Dekodesh, Bishas Tapais. Why Big Dekodesh? Rav Sheshet said, because otherwise, we're afraid that what? If they won't be all wearing Big Dekodesh, what are we afraid of?
That they're going to run to do the Avaida when it's not supposed to. They don't win the Pais.
Right. So the Ritva is saying, the Ritva is shtikl badad there, that lichura tzmod nechashash. Yeah, bishlamod nechashash of Rav Nachman was Bali's Roy's, the Chamsi v'avdei, the Koshal Avaida. They were already wearing Bidi Kahuna, Elamai. They don't deserve it, so they're grabbing it from Yenim. Yeah, it's a benodom lechaveiwa issue, right? You're taking away someone's rights. Yeah, like we saw in the Mishnah, you know, they were fighting with each other, killing each other over it, pushing each other. Fine. But chach, it would be avodah k'sheira. Mashenkin, Rav Sheshes chashash, l'chu, it's a mod nechashash. Sheshes is saying they have to be dafka wear big dekodesh, because otherwise, those that were zeichen the avodah might be so excited they're going to jump and do the avodah, merayv the chavivis without big dekehuna. What? Some mod nezachon is. A kohen that is not wearing big dekehuna, he's like a zar. Right? Mechusa begadim. Ein kuein bigdeim aleim and kunosim aleim. So what kind of a chashash is this? Agav chavivusim mikru ve'avdi, he might do the avodah while he's wearing his regular clothing without big dekehuna? Because of the chavivus of it? It won't be even kosher, the avodah. He's passing the avodah. What kind of tamad nitzavara? A kind of would want to jump and do the avodah and make it possible? And be over the isra of zarus, like mechusa begadim, is like a zar. Mm-hmm. It's a mod nechashash, yeah. This is something that bothered the Ritva. So the Ritva says of a very interesting teretz al pi our Gemara that we learned now. You see, Rav Nachman's teretz that we saw now could help Rav Sheshes's gzeira. The Hainu zok to Ritva like this: even if they would be wearing big deichol, the Hainu, even according, you see here, and the Gemara we just learned now, that even Rav Nachman that holds that they're wearing big deichol, right? However, zok to Ritva, it doesn't mean kipshutoi that they're wearing mamish big deichol. Because v'hora, you see that it says mitznefes. That's a braiso. That's a tisefto. Rav Nachman can't argue with that, right? So what is Rav Nachman saying? Yeah, it's technically big deichol. No, that's why there's the mitznefes there. Elamai, I need it to be big deichol. It's not kosher la'avodah mid rabbanon because of some chashash, right? So you see, zok to Ritva, that when we have, I'm saying this pashut sheds new light on the whole machlokes. Kipshutim, when we started off the sugya, it sounded like the machlokes is extreme. Rav Sheshes holds big day koydish, Rav Nachman holds big day choyl. Zok to Ritva, now we see in the end of the sugya that lekula alma, they're somehow wearing big day kahuna here. Even Rav Nachman agrees, you see this tisefta here that Rav Sheshes brought down here, the Lishka Sagozis tisefta, is describing the regular matziv of the pais. That's not talking about some incident that happened once in a blue moon. That's how it was done. Yeah, he used to take off the mitznefes. Mm-hmm. So Vaistois, the regular pais, had a mitznefes on the Kohanim, which means they were wearing big de kahuna. So that's, how does that stem with Rav Nachman? That was Rav Sheshes' rai, right? Mm-hmm. How did Rav Nachman answer it? Yeah, they're wearing this kind of middle thing, it's a big de kahuna that is not kosher because of the chashash de rabbanon, the whole shtiklier. It's only kosher avodas yachid, right? Mm-hmm. So what does this mean? Since this tisefta is talking about the regular basis, situation, yeah, the regular pais. So vaistoy zok to Ritva, according to Rav Nachman, even according to Rav Nachman, that they wear big deichol on a regular pais, it does not mean big deichol kipshutoy, but what it means is these begodim that are batsim, technically they're big dekehuna, and the kosher la'avodah midoy raisa, just midi rabbanon, they're not kosher la'avodah because of this chashash. Right? And that's what Rav Nachman meant when he said big deichol. He didn't mean big deichol mamish. He meant begodim that are not kosher la'avodah lahalacha. Right? You have what he's saying? It's because this is, you see in the tisefta, that's the regular begodim they were wearing during the pais were begodim that had mitznefes, which means it was big deichuna. So vayset, when Rav Nachman said big deichol, it was lav dafko big deichol. He didn't mean big deichol. He means that what they usually wear is taka big deichuna, but it's such kind of big deichuna that are homemade and therefore they're not kosher la'avodah midi rabbanon. Zog the Ritva lefizet, it's very geschmack. Now Rav Sheshes is chashash. In other words, once we establish that likula alma they don't wear big deichol mamish for some reason, and that's going back to what you asked before: how come they were wearing it b'chla? Yeah, now the Ritva is mamish making a bear out of it. In other words, everyone agrees that the halacha is, this is not stam something they were doing because they feel like it. The halacha is that even for the pais you wear big de kehuna. Elamai, the only machlokes is, do you wear big de kehuna that are kosher la'avodah the halacha lemaisa, or do you wear a different kind of big de kehuna that midi rabbanon on a pasul la'avodah? That's the only machlokes you have. Mimela Zokter Ritva, that's the pshat in Rav Sheshes Chashash. Rav Sheshes is saying, I disagree with you, Rav Nachman. You're saying that they wear in Big Dekehuna that Apostle Midi Rabbanon. I hold they have to wear Big Dekehuna. Once they have to wear Big Dekehuna, which you also agree with for some reason, right? It doesn't need Big Dekehuna. I hold that it has to be Dafka Big Dekehuna that a kosher halacha lemaisa la'avodah. Why? Because otherwise, what's the Chashash? The Amr is Big Dekehuna, Rav Sheshes said. Those that are Zaycha, the winners, are going to be because of the Chavivus, because of the excitement, they're going to jump and do the Avodah. So Ritva says, what do you mean they can jump and do the Avodah with Big Deichol? It's going to pass the Avodah. Teret says, no, it won't. Because Be'etzim Ikir, I think this is a real Big Deichol. It's kosher Big Deichol. Midoy Raisa, it's kosher. They're not Mechusa Begodim. They're not Zorim. This won't pass the Avodah. It's Midoy Raisa, it's good Big Deichol. Elamai, it's midi rabbanon, but it's not kosher because of the zaitik chashash. Amalim serenu yafi yafi. The gemara later, yeah. So lechatchila you can't do the avoda with it. But obviously, if you're going to do the avoda with it, it won't pass the avoda, right?
So why?
So imela, yeah. The Ritva, this whole arichas that we're being masbir. The Ritva is not saying is talking very bekitzer. But I think that's what he means. I'll read you his lashon. Agav chavivusei mikri ve'ovid. Zok tivit v'pirush. Mikri ve'ovid mishi yale lehagoyvel bebigdei choyl. Deholav bigdei choyl mamosh ninhu. Yeah, if it would be bigdei choyl mamosh, why in the world would he jump and do the avodah with bigdei choyl, pasul avodah? Elo kede ravshi ba Yehudo sheim ve'uim la'avodas yachid kede isa besamuch. Yeah, that's the Gan Samaisa. That's the whole lashon of. What does he mean? I think that's what he means. He's saying, but the evidence kashal avaida. So in the chashash of avshishes makes sense because those that was zeicher the avaida are going to be so excited because of the chavivus of the avaida, they might jump and do the avaida with these begodim big de kehuna, which are really big de kehuna. Yeah, in other words, if Rav Nachman is right that they're wearing big de choil, what are the big de choil we're talking about here? It's not really big de choil. It's big de kehuna that a betzim kashim midai raisul avaida. Just midrabanat. So Rav Shish is saying, if that's what they're going to be wearing, there's a chashash that Meroiv the Chaviv is going to jump and do the Avaida with this, which is Lechatchila Osir, but it won't pass the Avaida, it is Bigdei Kehuna, Midirik Erudin is Kosher, right? Yeah. So that's why, for preventing this chashash, I want them to wear Bigdei Kehuna Mamish, that a Kosher, even Midir Rabbanon. Why? Because since I'm afraid they're going to jump and do the Avaida with this, I prefer them already wearing Bigdei Kehuna than a Kosher Lechatchila, and then it's going to be kosher lechatchilo. Yeah, because I'm afraid they're going to do the avodah with your big dike, with your problematic big dike una, and then they're going to be doing something wrong because they're going to be using big dike una that lechatchilo it's also to do the avodah with them. Mm-hmm. But why are we chayshed they're going to actually do it? Because it's taka be'etzem ikra din kosher, it won't pass all the avodah. Yeah, it's a very geshmak. So this pasha sheds new light on the on Rav Sheshes' chashash and on the whole machloikis now. Kum tois, the kitzer, that lekula alma, yes, vice tois, yeah, the Ritva is not explaining why, but vice tois, lekula alma, for some reason, there's a din to wear, begodim, already by the pious, begodim that are be'etzim ikar adin big dikuna. Just the machlaikis is, does it have to be kosher lechatchila la'avaydo? Does it have bedafka to be posul la'avaydo lechatchila? Yeah, Rav Nachman wants it bedafka to be posul la'avaydo lechatchila for preventing the Bali Zroya from doing the avaydo. Rav Sheshes wants it to be kosher la'avaydo because we're afraid those that are zeich are going to jump and do it with it. So he wanted to be lechatchila good. That's the whole machloikis.
So wouldn't have really upshot why they're wearing it, what the gain was for wearing it.
What?
What the gain is.
You know, Ritva doesn't say. Efshi, you could say that was also so then the rabbanan azah that just in case someone is going to go ahead and do the avaida, yeah. So Chachit won't pass the Avaida. Someone's going to go in and do the Avaida with this. Yeah, like Rav Sheshes says, Chashash. Yeah? So Chachit shouldn't pass the Avaida. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bakupanin Dezei Zog to Ritva. Zog to Gimava. Okay, let's just finish here. Zog to Gimava. Where are we here?
So the new Gemara.
Yeah. It's a Hemshech. Zog the Gemara. Where are we? Oma Abaye. Shma mino lishkas agozis chetzio bakoidish vechetzio bakoid. Ushma mino shnei psochim hoyimo. Echot pasuach bakoidish vechot pasuach bakoid. The Hainu from this writer that we just, from this Tesefta that Rav Sheshes brought down here, that is saying that the pais was in lishkas agozis and there was the Zakin that was in charge of the pais was sitting there. So from this we could learn two things about the Lishkas Agozis. We could learn about it that it was built half in the Azova and the Kodesh and half outside of the Azova and the Chol and the Ha'abais. Yeah, it was built on the border. Second of all, we could learn that it had two Psachim, one towards the Azova and one towards the outside, towards the Ha'abais. How could we see all this from the Tisefta? Zokta baye de is al kedai toch kulo bakoidish. Zok in Yoshev b'maravo. Va'omar mar ein yeshivo ba'azovo ilo lemalchi bizdovid bilvad. There's a din that nobody is allowed to sit in the azovo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not covered Hashem. Rashi says in other places. So yeah, we learned from Sukkim or Halacha L'Mishimisina. Yeah, Shala, what exactly the Makor is for it? It's Stiris and Rashi. But Kabbayin, there's a din that it's yeah, you're not allowed to sit down in the Azov, only to stand up. So how is the zakin, if the lishkas agazis is built in the kula b'kodesh in the azava, so it has a din azava. It's a base of mikdash. It's an azava, and the azava, nobody's allowed to sit. So how is the zakin from the bez nagodl sitting down? It says yoishiv. Only malchi biz David are allowed to sit down in the azava. Rashi brings down there's a mekor by David Amelech. It says vayovay Amelech David vayishiv lifnei Hashem. So we see that there's an exception about malchi biz David, but otherwise everybody else is also to sit there. Yeah, maybe we'll talk soon about what's the pshat in this exception. Why Malchi Biz David are different? Yeah, maybe if we'll have time. Ve'isa, so that's a raya that it's not kula b'kodesh. So what is he saying? It's chetzi b'kodesh, chetzi b'chol. The hainu is we saw the zakin is sitting in the ma'ariv side. So obviously in the side where he's sitting, it's not in the azava. It's outside of the azava. So that's why he's allowed to sit there. So idach haraya that chotch part of the lishkas agodis is chutz la'azava. Therefore, it doesn't have the Din Kedushas Azor there. So maybe it's the whole thing is Chutz La'Azor. So, Ketabai, V'Yisrael Kedai Tuch Kula B'Choyl, Pais B'Mizrocha, V'Obayinun B'Beis Olikim, Na'alach B'Ragish V'Leiko. The Hainu, as we saw before, the reason why they're making all these piyosis is because we want to have a matziv of a Hamayin Am, in the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the Beis HaLikim, for Beroi V'Amad V'Smelech, right? So, for having this, you actually have to have the Pais done in the Azava. Yeah? Chutz La'Azava is not part of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? When the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira describes the Tzuras HaMikdash, so he says, what's called the Mikdash is the Heichol with the Azova. Yeah, chutz la'Azova, the rest, yeah, the Ezvas Nashim already, the Ha'abais is already not part of the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Nehalach Beragish, if the Beroiv Amad HaSmelech has to be done in the Beis HaLikim, so the Pais has to be done, the Pais that is causing this has to be done in the Azova. So obviously, if the Pais is done in the Lishkas HaGozis, like it says in the Braiso, obviously Lishkas HaGozis is in the Azova. So how could it be in the Azova and out of the Azova at the same time? It's half and half. Where the dayan is sitting, the zakin is sitting, that's the part of the lishka that is chutz la'azava. That's why he's allowed to sit there. And with the kohanim are doing the pais, that's the part of the lishka that is in the azava, and that's how there's a kiyum of v'eselikim nehalach b'rogish. Okay, so that's one raya. Now another raya Abaye brought is that it has two psachim, one of them is pesuach l'kodesh, one of them is pesuach l'chol. What's the raya for that? V'Yisrael kedai toch Pesach echod yesh lo u'pasuach l'koidish. So nochamo, hadvo kushi l'duchto, zokin yoshev b'ma'arovo. V'otnan halashochis abnuyis b'choy l'psuchis l'koidish, toichon koidish. Dainu, even if it's actually built, the location of the lishko is chutz la'azova, but as long as it's open towards the azova, the Pesach is towards the koidish, so that already should be enough to give it a din koidish. Yeah, that's a mishnah in Maaser Sheni that the Gemara already brought down le'el, that the Kedusha Samakoim goes by the Pesach. Even if the Makoim alone is Chutz La'Azova, but the Pesach is towards the Azova, so the whole room gets Kedusha Azova. So how could the Zakin sit there? It has Kedusha Azova because it's Pesuach La'Azova. So Al Kochach, it's Pesuach L'Choy. The Pesach is towards the Choy, so that's why he's allowed to sit there. Okay, but if there's only one Pesach and that Pesach is Pesuach L'Choy, V'Yisrael Kedaitech Pesuach L'Choy, Pais B'Mizracha. So nachamol had v'kushel educhta the other side. V'otnan bnuyis b'kodesh u'psuchis l'choil toichon choil. If it go by the Pesach, so also if the only Pesach is l'choil, so the whole thing should have a din choil. So even if a half of it is located in the Azava, the whole thing should have a din choil. And imelo, you can't do the pais there because the pais has to be in Beis HaLikim for being the kind of din of having the matziv of the hamoinam in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azava. So how could you have it both ways? Elo lav shma mino shnei psochim hoyu lo echad pasuach b'kodesh ve'echad pasuach l'choil. Yeah, so vice toys, the location of the the lishkas agazis was made in a way that it was built on the border. Half of it was in the azova, half of it was chutz la'azova, and it also had two psachim on the side of the azova. It had a pesach towards the azova, and the side of the another side had a pesach towards the choil. And imela, that's why the kedusha of it was taka divided in the half that was chutz la'azavas and was open to the azava. It had a din kodesh, and the half of it that was chutz la'azava and was open chutz la'azava had a din chol kilu. There was a double There's a competition here between the Kodesh and the Chayil. Yeah, so it's Yechloikus. So half belongs to the Kodesh, half belongs to the Chayil. So that's how you can have the Zakin sitting in the Tzad of the Chayil, and the Kohanim having the Pais in the Tzad of the Kodesh. Okay, so just let's two last points here. We'll try to address. Okay. So first of all, this that we said that Malchi Bis David have a special heter to sit in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a peladik ezach. Yeah, obviously the whole din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azorah has to do with Kavod Shamayim, right? And this is Taka, Rashi says it befeirish, Rashi in other places, this Gemara is brought down in different Gemaras. So, yeah. So Rashi and Saito, yeah, the Pala Gemara, so the Gemara and Saito also says this, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azorah, Zakt Rashi, the Ein Kavod Shamayim Bekach. Yeah, you said this is the palace of the king, Melech Malchem Lachim, Beis Elikim. How are you sitting there? You got to stand up. It's not covet to sit down in such a place. Vafilu malachi hashoves ein lem shom yeshiva, Rashi says in Saita. Dichsiv oimdi mimaloi. Yeah, the Hainu, even the Malachim, when they're standing when they're being in the presence of the Shekhinah, so they stand up. They're covet. Yeah, so kol shekin people can't sit down there. Mm-hmm. No, so how is Malchi Bis David different? Malchi Bis David and not mechuyev in Kavod Shamayim. Malchi Bis David, okay, you wanna be mechabed them because of their malchus, but how could that be in the expense of Malchus Shamayim? Yeah, Melech Bas, you being mechabed or Melech Bas of Adam on the expense of Malchus Shamayim. He could sit in his own palace when he comes to the palace of Melech Malchi Amlachim. He should also mechuyev in Kavod Shamayim. So Rashi in Saita has an interesting lashon about it. Zok to Rashi, "Malchi Bis David, shecholak lohem hamokin kovoid leharois shemalchus yishleima." What does this mean? The Hainu Rashi is saying here, this is a din. Yeah, we learn it from Sukkim. So, Vaistois Hashem gave special permission to the Malchi Bis David to sit down in his palace in the Azara. Why? Yeah, it's to give them covered. Cholak leim hamoko in covered. Leharei she malchus yishleima, to show that their malchus is a malchus shleima. So what does this mean? Yeah, Hashem wanted to show the chashivus of malchus Bis David, and therefore Hashem gave them permission even to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. It still needs a hesber, but to be mevazed the malchus shamayim for showing the chashivus of their malchus. What's going on here? So there's an interesting marsha. Life and not there in Saita. So after Masha, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azorah Malchi Bis David Bilvad. V'ho'inyon, Zokta Masha, Chidushi HaGodes. Ki makoim ha-mishkon ve-ha-mikdosh hu kisei Hashem. Ki dichsiv evil le-moishav loy. The Beis Hamikdash is kiviyochol Hashem's throne. Evil amoish of law. Yeah, the tzion, the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, that's where Hashem wants to sit, kiviyochol. That's his throne. That's his kisei hakovid. Yeah, his kisei hakovid shulmato. Now, that's why you're not supposed to sit there. If you're sitting there, yeah, that the Masha is being mikatsi, but it seems like what he means. So first of all, that's the Tam HaIsser. When we said, Rashi already said the Tam HaIsser is because of Kavod Shamayim, right? What's the Pshak? Dr. Marsho, the whole Beis Hamikdash is Kisi Hashem. It's Hashem's throne. So if you're going to be sitting there, what are you doing by this? You're sitting on His throne. Yeah, Stam. This also adds to the Harrier to the Isser. Yeah, the Marsho is not saying it Lehedyo, but Lefi the Marsho, it's very Gishmak also the Isser. It's not Stam because standing up is more respectful than sitting down in the presence of the king. It's more than that. The ganze Beis Hamikdash is Kisi Hashem, Zok the Marsho. So Lefi the Marsho kum tois, if you're going to be sitting there, you're sitting on the throne of the king. Yomamesh HaMoyved V'Malchus. How could you sit on His throne? Yeah, it's very Gishmak. So how come there was, what's different about Malchi Bis David? Zok the Marsho, HaMoyved V'Malchus. ולמלכוס בייס דוד זוקטר, קורי הקוסוב כיסי השם. כמו שנאמר בדברי הימים, זה פסוק, וישב שלמה על כיסי השם. That's the maisa. Itaka says in the Navi that Shlomi HaMelech, yeah, Malchus Bizdavid, they're sitting on Hashem's throne. Vayeshev Shlomo, not al kisei Shlomo, but al kisei Hashem. So for whatever that means, but you see, Adarabo, the Malchus Bizdavid are allowed and are supposed to sit on kisei on the throne of Hashem. Yeah, obviously there, the pasuk doesn't mean technically he's sitting on Hashem's throne. It means it's a militza, it's a poetic way of saying this, but basically what you see here, the idea is that there's something unique about Malchus Beis David, that they are sitting on Hashem's throne, not on their own throne. A regular Melech Basav Adam is sitting on his own throne. Malchus Beis David, no, they're sitting on Kisi Hashem. Yeah, whatever that means, we'll see. Maybe we'll see soon more about it. So Mimele Kum Tois Akte Malsho. For them, it's not us to sit in the Azor, because the whole Israel sitting in the Azor is sitting on Kisi Hashem. Malchi Bizdavid, that's what they're supposed to do. Vayeshev Shloim al Kisi Hashem. Pele de Gezach, huh? This Marsha. So the Maisa, obviously it still needs more of a Hesper. So there's a Me'iri. The Me'iri says, as some Me'iri de Kiloshen, he says, the reason why Malchi Bizdavid is allowed to sit in the Azara, is he has his own nusach. Zokte Me'iri, Shemalchusom, Malchus Shamaim hi. Here? It's mamish unbelievable. The Malchus Bizdavid is be'etzem Malchus Shamaim. So that's why they're allowed to sit in the Azara. The reason you can't sit in the Azara, it's against Malchus Shamaim. It's a disrespect to Malchus Shamaim. Zokte Me'iri, the Malchi Bizdavid, they are Malchus Shamaim. Their Malchus is Malchus Shamaim. What does this mean? So the Maisa, there's a lot to be ma'arich about it. Ein kan amokim ma'arich ve'ein hazman. But this is something that he said we already mentioned in the past. Been again in the Agadot of David and Shaul. So basically, there's the way I thought to explain this. Yeah, there's more riots to it, which we're not getting into now. There's no time for it. But basically, it seems like the point is that really the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, yeah, the real Melech of Klal Yisrael is always Hashem. There's a pasuk, Melech Yisrael Hashem. Yeah, that's our Melech, right? That's the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Kriya Shema, where Mekabel is Malchus. He's our Melech. So even when we have a Melech Basav Adam, but ultimately our real Melech is Hashem always. Now, the problem is, how does this go together? Ein Shnei Melechim Mishamshim B'Kesa Echad, yeah? So who's your Melech? Is your Melech Shloimeh or is your Melech Hashem? You can't have it both ways. That's the dilemma here. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's why, you see, there's a din. There's a stack of special din. This whole concept of Malchus Beis David is that there's a din that you only the melech that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have is dafka from this mishpacha of Beis David. That's a din. Yeah, it's a sugya. We're not getting to the pratim of the sugya now, but be'etzim, the ikum malchus that a Klal Yisrael can have from Melech Basav Adam is dafka from this family of Beis David. Beis David Ushloimah, the Ram says. There's even a mechilta that compares it to the Bechira of the Kohanim. Bnei Aaron, this Mishpacha of Bnei Aaron, were chosen to be the only ones that are kosher la'avayda in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the rest were nifsal. Yeah? Another example the Medrash Mechilta brings, only Yerushalayim was chosen as a makam that is kosher la'avayda, kosher la'Beis HaMikdash, all the rest of the places were nifsal. So too, the only Mishpacha in Klal Yisrael that was chosen, that had a Bechira for the Malchus, is this Mishpach of Beis David. All the rest of Klal Yisrael is not qualified for that. Ad Kedikach, the Rambam even says, the Rambam is mamish comparing, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, you know, it says in the Pasuk, L'isuch halosim alecho melech ha-shaloi ish nochri. Yeah, ish nochri. You can't have ish nochri. Pashtus, it means a goy or ger could not be a melech of Klal Yisrael, right? The Ram says it means more than that. Ish Nachri, technically, what does Ish Nachri mean, literally?
Stranger.
Stranger, right? Now, in other words, a zar, right? A zar, taka the tagalunklus always translates nuchro, right? Nachri. So Zakti Rambam, there's a din toyva here that a zar could not be a melech. What does a zar mean? A zar is usually a term that is used by a vaidah, a zar that is not a kohen, that is not from Zer Aaron, right? Zakti Rambam, just like you have a concept of zarus legabi avoida, whoever is not from the right family of Bnei Aaron is not qualified for the avoida. He's foreign to that, he's stranger to that, and he mele it's also for him to do the avoida. He's puzzled for the avoida. So too legabi malchus. There's one family that was chosen to be qualified for the malchus, and that's the family of Beis David Shloimei, and he mele anybody else is considered a zar legabi the malchus. And if you make him a melech, you're being even the issue of ish nachri. You make him a zar, a melech. Yeah, there's a pasha of Yeravam became a melech al pi nevuah. Okay, that's a different story. You have to know how it stems. There's arichas about the Rambam, Hichus Melachim. We're not getting to that sugya. Beikar adin beetzim, sidaz azach. That this is the only family that is qualified for this playing this role of the malchus. Now, yeah, at Kedikach, we saw that even if they're going to do aveiros, it won't be taken away from them. What's the pshat in this? So I think the pshat is, and I have riots for it, which I'm not getting into now, that lemaisa, the yesoid is, because of this dilemma, since only Hashem could be melech Yisrael be'etzim, and the other hand, there's a mitzvah minui melech, Klal Yisrael wanted a melech, yeah, Navi Shmuel, how could you be mekayim shneim? To have Hashem being the Melech and the Melech Basav Adam at the same time. The only way is if you choose a kind of a Melech that he has a certain quality that when he's going to be a king, he's not going to be a king on behalf of himself, but he's going to only be representing the Malchus Shamayim. Just like we have lehavdil a concept, yeah, malchus adak, ein malchus adishma. You have a concept. You have. There used to be the, I'm saying, also today to a certain extent. There's the United Kingdom of the British Empire, right? So the British Empire, they have all kinds of countries in different parts of the world. Yeah, even Australia, Canada, it's all under the British crown. It's all under the British king, the British queen. They be'etzim are considered also the kings of those all those countries, yeah. And it's all part of the British kingdom. Elamai, Lemaisa, in Australia and Canada, yeah, they have their own prime minister or whatever it is. Just the Londis, the gather is, yeah. That today it's already anyway the whole kingdom is not really doesn't really have so much power. But it used to be that Be'etzim, the governor or the prime minister in Canada and Australia, they were Be'etzim only governing on behalf of the British king. Yeah? On behalf of the king. The only representatives of the king. So they have some kind of independent powers, you know, some kind of autonomy. But they're not sitting on their own throne. They're Be'etzim representing the throne of the king in London, right? So that's the gather here. When it says in the pasuk Vayeshiv Shloim al Kisi Hashem, what's the oimek advarim here? The pshat is because Malchi Biz David, yeah, Shloim ben David, they have this quality that when they're being a melech, it's not a chatzitza to the Malchus Shemaim, but Adirabba, they're bringing down Malchus Shemaim. They hold the heftzer of their Malchus, the whole tzur of their Malchus, as a Malchus that is be'etzim just being megala Malchus Shemaim. You need also Melech Basav Adam to be manig befoyal, yeah, and in the oilam hazeh. But you want to have a kind of melech that he won't be a steward to Malchus, he won't be instead of Malchus Shemaim, but Adirabba, he's going to be representing the Malchus Shemaim, revealing the Malchus Shemaim, he's bringing down the Malchus Shemaim. Yeah, he's ruling on behalf of the Malchus Hashem. That's the pshat, Vayeshev Shloimoi al Kisei Hashem. This is really not his own throne, it's Hashem's throne. He's just representing Hashem, so he's kilu sitting on his throne because he's representing him. He's like a shtikol yada arichto of the Malchus Shemaim. That's what Malchus Biz David is all about. And that's why there's a special, there's only one family that is chosen for this, because Vayistos, this mishpacha has this quality that they're able to represent Malchus Shemaim. It says about David HaMelech, it says that he said about himself, Anochi Tilasu Leish, Leis Le Migal Miklum, it says about him in Chazal, the Hainu, he was no zich. There was no zich. This is something special quality that this family has. There's no zich. Leis lemigal miklum. It's all about representing Malchus Shemayim. That's what they are. When you have David as a melech, when you have Shloime as a melech, yeah, Ozer Shloime. What's going on here is this melech is just—he's just a reflection of Malchus Shemayim. He's just a representative of Malchus Shemayim. So that's why. That's how. That's the only way. How could you get have at the same time a melech basav adam, and still Hashem melech Yisrael, melech Yisrael Hashem. That's what's unique about this mishpacha, and that's the idea of Malchus Bis David. It's taka interesting. There's a gemara. There's a lot to talk about. I'll just mention was one more interesting thing. The gemara says that they had a special crown that this crown was a way to check who's part of this family that is qualified for the Malchus. Whoever was able to fit on him this crown, so he's qualified for Malchus Bis David. Rashi says, what's the pshat in that? So, come on, Sanhedrin. Rashi says that this was mamish something physical that these people had in the shape of their head, that this crown only fit them. It didn't fit anybody else. So you see, this is mamish something in the genes. There's something in this mishpacha that is unique, that makes them qualified for Malchus Bis David. By the way, if we're really talking about this, it's interesting to know, very choshev yediyah, you know, in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the Emunah Biyasa Mashiach, right? Now, who made the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Who set up the Yud Gimel Ikrim as 13 Ikrim? It's not a Chazal. The whole Yud Gimel Ikrim concept, it's a Rambam. It's the Rambam's the Modi Shmaitza. Now, if you look in the Ram, the Makoy of the Rambam, the Makoy where the Rambam says it is in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Perek Chelik, so he's representing each one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And also, it's brought down in the halachas in the Mishnah Torah. Yeah, so the ikur of the Emunah and Biyasa Mashiach is brought down in the Rambam in the Yad in Hilchus Melachim. Now, how would we describe it? Usually, yeah, the way it's described in the Siddur, yeah, it's Mayin Biyasa Mashiach. Then you're waiting for the Geula, right? The Rambam describes it differently, and the Rambam is the one that he's that made this. He wrote this, right? The Zakt Rambam in Hilchus Melachim. What's the ikur Emunah of Biyasa Mashiach? That we're waiting, shetachzor, listen to this, it's a big chiddush, but this is what it is. This is what this ikr is, because this is the Rambam, yeah? The Rambam alone. Shetachzor, we're waiting, shetachzor malchus beis David limkoima. That's what it is, yeah? People might think that the ikr is, emunah b'yasa mashiach should be geula, whoever it is, mitzad me, I don't mind that it should be shevet zvulun. It happens to be that we know that it's beis David, that it's the Mashiach ben David, but that's not the point. The Rambam says it is the point. The point is, we used to have malchus beis David, yeah? And we lost it. And what we're waiting is that it should come back, the Malchus Bis David, Shetachzor Malchus Bis David Limkoimo. That's, and if you notice, it's all over the place. You see it in Chazal, in the Shmoneh Esrei, Tzemach David Avdecho Mehevos Atzmiach. Yeah? V'chisei David Avdecho Mehevos Atzmiach. Yeah? This is the, yeah, Rachmanu Yochimanu Sukas David Anifelis. It's all about that. Why? It's Lefi what we're saying. It's Mayridik. The pshat is because what we're really waiting for is to get back the Malchus Shemayim. The Malchus Shemayim to be Mizgal in this world. In order for it to be Mizgal in this world, you need a kind of a Melech Basav Adam that is going to represent it. The only one that can represent it is this family, Beis David. So the whole Heftza of the Biyasa Mashiach, of the Emunah Biyasa Mashiach, is waiting for the Malchus Bis David to come back. Because only then they could bring back to the Malchus Shemayim to be revealed in Klal Yisrael. Lefi zeh, that now, if you go back to our sugya, it sheds new lights. Mamish Moividik. Zakte Meiri. You know why Malchus Bis David are mutter to the Yeshiva Ba'azorah? Shemalchusam Malchus Shemayim, he zakte Meiri. Yeah, it sounded mamish like strange words. Now we can have some hasaga in this. It's mamish kipshutoi. Their Malchus is only as a representative of Malchus Shemayim. That's what it is. Mimelo, that's why they could sit there. Because when someone else is sitting there, it's a stira to Malchus Shemayim. Yeah? Like the Marsha saying, the ganze bisamindish is kisei Hashem. How are you sitting in Hashem's throne? Masha'enkin Malchus Bis David, what is the Marsha saying? Adarabo. למלכו בזדובי, קורי הקוסם כיסי השם, כמו שאומר בדברי היום, וישב שלוים על כיסי השם. That's what they're doing. When you have a melech bizdovit sitting here, he's sitting here as a melech, Hashivis, he's sitting down, yeah, but his whole malchus, the whole heftz of his malchus is a reflection of malchus Hashem, he's here to represent malchus Hashem. So he's taka sitting on Hashem's throne, he's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash because he's here on behalf of the malchus Hashem. It doesn't mean, I'm sitting on Hashem's throne because I'm taking over the malchus Hashem. No, I'm sitting on Hashem's throne because I'm representing him. I'm governing on his behalf. So it's not a stira, it's not a bizayin malchus Shemayim. Yeah, Rashi said, the Rashi and Saita said that the issur is because of kavod Shemayim. It's taka stira to kavod Shemayim for anybody else to sit there. Except for the Malchus Bizdovit, because when they're sitting there, it's not they're sitting there on behalf of the Malchus Hashem, not on behalf of their own Malchus, not showing disrespect to the Malchus Hashem. Adirab, they're sitting here because they are the ones that are representing Hashem's throne, representing Hashem Malchus. Yeah, maybe even Rashi and Saita means that when Rashi is saying Laharishu Malchusim Shleima, Cholach LeMakos of Kovid, Laharishu Malchusim Shleima, it's not a regular Malchus Basav Adam, it's a Malchus Shleima, it's a Malchus Shemaim that they're just representing. So that's why it's Takanat Astira. So that's about that. Okay. So one last nekuda here. Tais have a kasha here. There, the last tais in the Amud. Tame afrek taisis. Kevim de beinon pais bakoidish. Yeah, you see in the Gemara here that this din basically came in halach beruggish is a din that bedafka to have the pais in the azara in order to have the matziv in the basically kim, right? So frek taisis amaylo helim efaisim ba'azara atzma the kodesh face. So what is this whole shtick you're doing in the lishkas agozis? It's half kodesh, half choylem. You have it in the azara and finished in the azara atzma. Basically, kim halach beruggish. Ve'oyim rabinu tam zok taisis kevon de noitel mitznaftoi shel echod mehem. Here at Tosanta Teretz. Gnai hoyolamoid beloy mitznefes ba'azara. It's pasnish. The way the pais is done, you're taking off the hat over one of them. So he's going to stand as Azor Begili Roish. It's not right. It's pasnish. Gnai. So that's why you have to have it in the side room there in the Lishkas HaGozis. Just it has to have Kedushas HaZava. Al Yidei, this whole trick with the Chetzi B'Kodesh, with Pasuach B'Kodesh, the whole thing. Now, the thing is, if you look in the Rambam, when he describes the Seder of the pais, so the Rambam clearly says, and that's the Thesis Yontivo, learns this way in the Rambam, and the Maisri Keich, Maisri Kelim of the Rambam. The Rambam says, and also it's the Rambam saying the Halachis, and also in Hilchus Midim Musafim, when he describes the Pais, and also in Pirush HaMishnayis and Tomi, they think, the Rambam says that this thing about taking off the Mitznefes, yeah, Memunah Bo Mitznefes, Mitznefes, Meroishay, Shlechot Mehem, Zok the Rambam, Neitel Mitznefes, Meroishay, Umachziro. Dainu, it's Mashman the Rambam, that he right away, he took it off and right away put it back on. It's not that he left, he was without his yarmulke throughout the whole pais. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So we have a machlekes rishonim here. Tosfos learn that the way the pais was done, that one of the kehanim was standing begilui rosh throughout the whole pais, yeah. Right? So Meir Tosfos saying that's why it cannot be done in the azor. It's pasnish to stand in the azor. But in the Rambam it's mevu that that's not what happened. What happened was he just took it off and put it right back, just as a simon to mark who's the kohen that we're starting the counting with. But he didn't. He wasn't then standing there without the mitznefes. So according to the Rambam, you can't say Tosfos teretz, right? According to the Rambam, so why is he not standing in the Azor, right? Hadwakushi leduchto. More so, Taka the Maitzer Rekech on the Rambam, I think, says that Taka, that's good for the reason why the Rambam holds. Yeah, it doesn't say Beferish in the Baitzer that he returned it. How does the Rambam know? Zok the Maitzer Rekech, for the same reason Tosfos are saying that they can't have it in the Azor because it's not covered that he's standing in Gilui Aroish. So the Rambam is even more machmir. The Rambam says, even in the Lishkas HaGozi, since it has a Kedushas HaZorah, even there he can't stand without it. So obviously, Al Kochoch, he put it back right away. That's good for the Rambam's Echrech to say that. So what is the Rambam going to answer in Taisis Kasha? So Eba Zoi, so if he's already not the Gilui Avosh anyway, so just have it in the HaZorah, and that's it. So Taisis say, Nocha Teretz, Zok Taisvis, yeah, there's interesting names here. V'arav v'bitzchok b'aboruch pirish. Yeah, that's Rabbi Natan's there. V'arav v'bitzchok b'aboruch pirish. Mishum dehavi kaimi kebechulya. They were standing in a circle. V'im hoyu mefaisim ba'azorah. Hoyu achoyreim elheichal Hashem. Yeah, this is coming from a pasuk. Achoyreim elheichal Hashem. It's not derech kovet to turn your back to the Beis HaMikdash. Since they're standing in a circle, so some of them are going to turn their back to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's another reason not to do it in the azorah. Mashen ki in the lishka, you don't have this problem. Okay, so that's about that. Now there's this whole thing is not Negila Maisa. Yes, it's a kochim sugi here, but interestingly enough, there's a Magen Avraham that wants to Shteltzu wants to bring a raya from this Gemara halacha lemaisa. there's a discussion in a few places in Simon Beis and Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Beis about wearing a yarmulke. Stam, this whole thing, this whole whatever it is, a din, a minig of not being begilui Roish. So the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Pei Beis, it's interesting, in Hilchis Shabbos there, it's talking there about getting a aliyah, doing kriyas atoyva. So there's an interesting lashon in the Rama there. It says va'asu likrois b'roish megule. Yeah. So what do you mean asu likrois b'roish megule? And if you're not being kriyas atoyva, so you could be b'roish megule. What's going on? So the Magen Avraham says, if not there, yeshloimar zokter the dafka leilich asa. It's true that you anyway are supposed to have a to cover your head even when you're not kriyas atoyva, but that's only leilich. Aval la moed veleishev shari. Here you're just kriyas atoyva. You're getting aliyah. He's bal koyvi. He's just standing. So Betzim, he doesn't need a yarmulke. The only reason he needs it is because of the kriyas atoyva. Otherwise, he could be without it. La moed veleishev shari. Who said? What's the raya? Zokun Avraham v'chein mashmo biyume daf kofhei. Ve'ayin sham betoisfiz dibra maschil v'hobayinon. The taste we just learned. What does he mean? Zoktim Magen Avraham, what do we have here? You have the Kohen, yeah? The Kohen is standing without a mitznefis throughout the whole pais. Just Taisa saying, because of that, we don't want to have it in the Azor, because it's pasnish in the Azor to stand begilui HaRoish. So vice tois, yeah? Other than that, as long as it's not mamish in the Azor, it's not a problem. I stam, he's standing begilui HaRoish. How are we allowed to stand without a yarmulke? Mikan Raya Zaktim Magen Avraham, that there's no Issa to be Oymed Begilui HaRoish. Only when you're walking here, you're not walking, you're standing by the pais. Right? Right? The Magen Avraham comes now. According to the Rambam that we said, Lichur, the Raya of the Magen Avraham doesn't start because the Rambam holds that it's not what's going on. He puts it back right away.
Right.
So Lichur, yeah, the Magen Avraham is not mentioning it, right. But Lichur, according to the Rambam, the way Tis Yontif learns the Rambam, so as soon as you don't have a Raya here, Alocha Lemaisa for this, right? But Lemaisa, also the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Beis, he mentioned this Magen Avraham. So Simon Beis is Beika where you have this discussion about Gilui Roish. So there, Itako says, also leilich bekoim as kufa veloy yelich dalad amois begilu yerosh. That's the lashon mechaber there. So Shai Tshuva says that ma shehevim ogan avom sim reish pei beis mitei sefta diyomo from our brayso. So k'tir sinishkin raya that's the Shai Tshuva. Sinishkin raya that as long as you're not walking it's mutter, right? That's the magen avom's raya. Sinishkin raya why? So k'tir Shai Tshuva yeshloimar shohayu mechasim biyedeim. Maybe Taka, the kind that was without the mitznefes throughout the place, even according to Taisa, he put his hand on his head, so chotch that, so he wasn't the Gilui HaRoish. So that's why it's not a raya, he's saying. But then there's a different way out of it that the Tiferes Yisrael says, and he also mentions this Shai Tshuva here. There's a Marsha that brings a shito that the whole din of wearing a yarmulke of Kisui HaRoish is dafko tachas avir harakia, but when you're standing indoors, it's mutter to be without begilui HaRoish. That's not the minig of the yekis. The old minig of the yekis used to be indoors. It didn't wear even walking around. Only when they went outdoors. And this is coming. That's a makayim in halacha. It's coming from a Maal Shal. So the Tiferes Yisrael, Taka says the Shai Tshuva also tells it too here, but he's arguing with it. But companion, the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say that's another way to answer the Magen Avraham's raya. The Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that as long as you're not walking, you're standing, it's mutter begilui HaRoish. Because here you're in the lishka, so you're not. So it's mutter.
Right.
So because you're under a roof.
Yeah.
The whole answer is dafka tachas avir rukia. Now lefi zeh. So with this one end lichura. So now we can have a new teretz on Taisa's kasha. What did Taisa say? How come you're not? We want the Azor. So this is a lishka ask. Just stand in the Azor. Do the pais there. So Taisa is saying, "Gnayu lamoid begilui HaRoish in the Azor." According to the Tiferes Yisrael Mahalach, we could say now a new teretz. The pshat is because in the Azor you can't do it because it's mamish osur because you're not allowed to stand begilui HaRoish. Lo ilam even amida is osur. Not the Gemara Magen Avraham. How is it mutter in the lishka? Because it's a mokhi mikur. It's under a roof, and that's why they didn't do it outside in the Azor because there it's tachas avir rakia tachas. It's anyway also.
Right.
Not because COVID does all, but it's also the Gilui Rosh in any place that is exposed. It's not on the roof. I'd cut.